Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Everything About Red TV. I am your host, Chris, the Media Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Survivor Ghost Island episode number 6 recap right here on Everything About Red TV. So let's get right into it. I'm not going to waste time. But first of all, I may as well just say this ahead of time. Please, fair warning that podcasts right now are only on podcast.com. This podcast is only on podcast.com. Tune in, iTunes, and Player FM due to crispyontheweb.com is unedible right now. Not edible like you eat it, but, you know, to edit the website, it is unable to be edited right now. I apologize for the inconvenience, but nothing I can do about it. It is all my web builder provider. It's on them to fix all this crap that they have caused with me. And I've already went to the forums, already let them know that there's something wrong with the site. I cannot edit, so it is on them to fix the problem as of right now. And I have not yet have a response back from one of their staff about it, but I'm working around the clock on it. I don't care if I lose sleep over this, but, you know, the website means a lot to me, means a lot to you guys, so I'm going to work hard to get everything up to date for you guys. It's just the podcast that really needs to be updated as of right now, but it is what it is, and just want to let you guys know, it will only be on those platforms at the moment due to certain circumstances surrounding editing the site. So, alright, so let's get right into it. Enough of me rambling on. As I always seem to do on every podcast, but hey, you guys like when I ramble, so that's good. Let's get right into it. Michael said this is, travel was really depressing. Obviously, as we know, Malolo has gone to tribal council so much in the past, and five tribal councils they have gone to now, and it is starting to get to them. It is really getting to them, and they're getting tired of it. They're really getting tired of just going to tribal council each and every 3 days. It's like they want to win immunity. They want to perform well, so they, you know, they want to do well, but they seem to be always going to tribal council regardless. So, they just don't know like that. They just, they just want to win. It's just enough is enough with them, obviously. They really, really want to win. And it's just, doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon where they're going to be, where they win a challenge. And then they're going to finally win the immunity challenge, and they will be safe. And then they don't have to worry about, you know, going to tribal council for a night, which would be nice, but you don't know. It's hard to tell. So also, they saved him to get out James. Obviously, it was 3 against. They're saying Mike is on the bench, and also they were asking where is Mike, and then they were like, oh, he's probably looking for an immunity idol, which is true. He probably was. It was 3 against 1. That's what what's her name again? Desiree. I'm losing track of names now. It's been such a long season. It's like I'm losing track of names now for the all the castaways this season. I'm just kind of losing. I'm losing my touch as well. So yeah, they said that she said it's 3 against 1. Michael found a stick. Michael pretty much found the hidden immune idol. It was the fake idol that Jason found in Survivor Micronesia. Fan vs. Favorites, the original Fan vs. Favorites, season 16 of Survivor. And then, obviously that stick was fake. Obviously, Ozzy made the fake idol. He carved it and then put it on XL Island. And then, pretty much Jason found it and then gave it to Eliza. And then Eliza's like, it's a beeping stick. It's like a bleeping stick. And it's like, and I just had the, when they replayed that, I started just howling because I thought, oh yeah, I remember that very well. I remember that season, that moment, vividly from that time. This was before I did Everything But Real TV ever came around. This was before I even started podcasting about Survivor. This is like, I was still YouTube material back then. I was still a YouTuber probably back then, because that was like, what, 2011? No, I don't know, 16? That's a long time ago. It was a long time ago. But I do remember that moment vividly. Yes, I'm typing it up, because I just need to know what year that was in. That was in, it ran in 2008, 10 years ago. That was 10 years ago this year. Wow. It's been 10 years ago since Micronesia, Fans vs. Favorites. Wow. And I remember Parvati's the one that won that season, if I'm correct. Parvati won that season. I know it very well. She won that season. She was the winner of Survivor Micronesia, the Fans vs. Favorites. She beat Amanda 5-3 jury vote. I remember that. Wow. Now that's kind of aging me, because I was 22 actually. I was 21, because I was not yet 22, I think. No, I wasn't 22 yet. No, I was not 20. 2008, I was not even 22 yet. I was only 21 years of age at that time. I just did the math. 32 minus 10, that's 22, obviously. So that does add a bit of age on me, being at 32 years of age now. And, you know, it's kind of, it's weird. It's just strange. Just the thing about that, 10 years ago, I was a young pup. Now I'm an old man now. I'm a really old man now. Well, I know what you guys said. You're not an old man. You're still young at heart. Come on, you're still young and all that. I feel like an old man with the way my back has been lately. So, yeah. It was, and then of course, Liza was voted out because of that idol, fake idol. Obviously, because they thought it was a real thing. So they said, you know what, we're going to vote out Eliza. Or I think they were planning to vote out Eliza. But Jason was originally going to save Eliza back then. So obviously, we knew. I think that's how it went. I think Jason was going to use the idol. Give her the idol. She's going to save herself from voted off the island. But it was a fake idol. Obviously, it wasn't real. So she was voted out. And then I think the following week, Ozzy was voted out. The following week, sent to jury as well. And then the following week after that, Jason got voted out. So, you know, it was like one after another, you know? It was just like, it was just crazy. Or was it, it might have been Jason and then Ozzy. I don't know. I think it was either one of those ways around. I think it was Ozzy, and then I think Jason was like the third week later, he got voted out out of the tribe, off the island for that. 3 weeks, like 2 weeks later after, well, technically 2 weeks to us, but like 6 days later after, you know, after the whole fake stick thing, he finally got booted off the island. So, they also says that it was left on Ghost Island for the last 10 years and has matured into a real, yes, a real Hidden the Mini Idol. And then, obviously, Michael wants to reverse the curse and, you know, just make sure this idol does not get cursed again in this game once again. So, he feels like he has reached through the TV screen and grabbed it out of Ozzy's hand. So, let's go right into the reward challenge. Remember, the tribe will run up a ramp. And then from there, they'll have to, that's a mini challenge, sorry. Each member of the tribe will hold a rope, and then while they are stacking blocks, spelling the word reward. If the blocks obviously fall, then you have to start over from the start. The first two tribes to complete it wins immunity. Sorry, not immunity. They win reward. I'm in immunity mode right now. After talking about the idol stuff, my brain's okay. Wins reward. And then the first two tries to complete it. The first tribe will get steak. They will get chicken, kebabs, spices to make it taste better. Second to finish, just chicken kebabs alone by themselves and no spices, nothing, pretty much. So they don't get as as good of a meal. They don't get as good of a meal as they did on the, as the first tribe to finish. So, the winning tribe will send either member, one member of either tribe to Ghost Island. So one person from either tribe will be going to Ghost Island, and they will not get to participate in the reward as well. So Navidi sent someone out. Laurel sent out for Nanua. So Ghost Island logo was on the top and bottom of the staff. So that way we know how it's supposed to go. And I believe what they have to do is they have to go backwards. So they have to go like Ghost Island logo D. Oh boy, R. A W E R Ghost Island logo. I apologize if I screwed that up. R E W A R D. I might miss the A. Sorry. I apologize if I butchered that. But they have to go backwards. So like Ghost Island D R A W E R Ghost Island logo. I think I got it that time. But yeah, that's how it's supposed to go this time around. They have to pretty much spell the word reward. So it actually says reward, not whatever word is spelled going backwards. But you have to spell it the right way. So it actually says reward going down. So from top to bottom, it's supposed to say reward. But you have to start from the bottom to go to the top. So, Libby with the R for Navidi. Navidi was tilting. And then Sebastian with the W for Nanua. And then Chelsea put the R for her tribe. And then she had to start over. Everything fell over. Nanua with a big time advantage. Nanua dropped. Alone in the lead for the first time. Actually, it's the first time Nanua actually was, during Nanua, Malolo was in the lead for the first time in a long time. Like, that has been a while since, actually, Malolo has been in the lead. Actually, they have not been in the lead much recently. And then Malolo dropped, so they had to start all over again. Then Bradley ran it out for Navidi. So they ran. Navidi was in the lead. Nanua trying to catch up to Navidi. Malolo was catching up. And then Nanua was in the lead. And then back even. Navidi had three people with tension on the rope. So obviously they only had three people holding the rope nice and tight. So meaning that the fourth person would be actually loosely holding the rope. And then putting the block down in order to actually get the block down there as well. So, Navidi won one reward. They won the steak and chicken kebabs and the spices. Wendo with the last block. Malolo dropped. Nanua wins reward. Of course, Malolo once again, so close, and they don't win reward again. So, it was very disappointing to see Malolo finally lose once again. I really, 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 really wanted Malolo to win a challenge for once. It has been forthcoming for them to actually come back and start winning a challenge. It would be nice to win, but they didn't, obviously. So, where was I here? So, yeah, Navidi won the reward, and then Wendell with the last piece. Malolo dropped, and Nanua wins reward. And Navidi had to pick someone to go to Ghost Island. And like Jeff said, he can either pick somebody or they can draw rocks. And as we know, they've been drawing rocks most of this time. They have been drawing rocks this time. But this time they come to a group consensus, unanimous vote that they would actually send Kellen back to Ghost Island once again. So Kellen would be going to Ghost Island, will not be able to participate in the reward with her tribe. So, which is disappointing for Kellen, I'm sure. So, Donathan said Borelli was barking orders. He was, being really, ordering him around, And then Donathan said he's going to let him dig his own grave. So, obviously, now Borelli is getting on Donathan's last nerve. So, Kellen at Ghost Island, she has just her own gut. And then she she was talking about, last time she pretty much chose not to use the advantage, even though she kind of broke the tile, but she got to play, but then she decided, you know what, this is not really worth it. I am not going to play the game of chance, and I'm not going to keep my one vote. So, obviously, she decided to do that last time. But the question is, was she going to do it this time? Was she actually going to use the vote? Or was she going to just, do the same thing? Keep the vote? Or will she actually play a game of chance this time around? So, the question, it was a really interesting question. And I was thinking, will she play it? Don't know. That'll be tough. So, she played the game of chance. And she played the game of chance to give up one of her votes at the next tribal council for an advantage in the game. So she played the game of chance and she got it. She got the advantage. It was the advantage that Michaela was supposed to be getting, because it was right next, Michaela was sitting out in Survivor Game Changers, and she was supposed to actually, she was supposed to notice it, but she didn't notice it. She didn't notice that little piece of paper, that scroll next to her foot, and obviously then Sarah, who won Survivor Game Changers, she got it instead. She was the one that picked it up, and she used it instead of Michaela finding it. All right, so the actual advantage is an extra vote, or she can steal a vote from another tribe member. She can steal another vote from another tribe member, so she can do either or. So she can do either of the options there as well. So it will be interesting if she uses it. So Donathan said they smoked the other team. Borelli asked Donathan to move the bamboo. I guess they moved the bamboo so they can cook their meal, their reward on the fire, pretty much. And then Borelli said he don't have the patience. It is, and also there, I think Donathan was saying it's getting bad, and he's going at it with Donathan. And then Borelli, Chelsea, Dominic were talking through the VD. They're actually talking about getting out Libby or Donathan as well. They are the Malolo, the last remaining two Malolo tribe members. So they want to get one of those two out of the game if they can. So Wendell said it was his, his girlfriend, or I don't know if it's wife. I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend. I'm sorry if I messed it up, but it is his girl's birthday, obviously. And then also Wendell was looking for an idol as well. He found a clue to the idol. He found the idol that Eric gave away on Survivor Micronesia. Fan versus favorite. Yeah, we're going back into another fan versus favorite. It's a hidden immunity idol. It's actually an idol. An idol that Eric won at Immunity Challenge. He won it, and he gave it up for immunity to Natalie, I believe, if I remember correctly. I think it meant Natalie. I know I'm going kind of into the Survivor memory vault to remembering this far, that far back. That's a long time ago since that happened, but it is hard to remember that far back. So Eric gave up the immunity to Natalie, and then obviously what happens, Eric is voted out of the tribe. and he is sent to jury. And that is probably still one of the dumbest moves in Survivor history to this day. It's still the dumbest move made in Survivor history at this point. So, yeah. And then Wendell said he will reverse the curse. And then Desiree said Malolo is... Desiree said Malolo is cursed. They're losing each and every challenge. Doesn't matter. That's between like immunity challenges and the rewards as well. She said, you know what? Burn the flag. You know, we're cursed. We're going to burn the flag. So they burned the flag. They burned the tri-flag that was actually at camp. So they cut it down and they just put it in the fire, or they lit it on fire. So immunity. They told Jeff that they burnt their flag, and obviously Jeff completely surprised by it, that they actually burned their flag and hopefully reverse the curse on their tribe. Maybe, you never know. I was thinking, is that really possible that they can do that? So the immunity challenge, they have to race up a ramp, jump in the water, retrieve 2 sets of rings. Once they do that, they will have to toss the rings onto the hook. And then once they do that, the first tribe to put the rings on the hook wins immunity, safe from tribal council. The first 2 tribes to finish will win immunity, safe from tribal council. They won't be voted out of the tribe. And, it was Jenna sat out. Davidi, it was Chelsea that sat out for them. And then Libby, Malolo, Bradley were jumping. Sebastian for Nanua. And then Bradley came back. Dominic out for Davidi. Michael Michael dove, and then it was like the best dive he's actually made, better than what Dominic did. And then Malolo was in the way. Nanua was at the platform. Nanua was kind of catching up and undoing the knots. And then Jonathan got 1 for Navidi, and then Navidi got 2, and then Malolo and Dead last, like usual. They are just in last place, with Wendell with 5, Malolo with 1, and then Michael with 3, Jonathan with 3, and then 4. And then Nunu wins immunity, Michael with 4, and then their 5th, Jonathan misses, Malolo wins immunity. Finally, they reverse the curse. They reverse that damn curse that has been haunting them for the last few, immunity challenges especially. They finally got to reverse the curse, and it was great. It was actually just great that they finally reversed the curse, and they finally won immunity, the immunity challenge. Finally, and it's awesome. I'm really happy for them. I'm really happy they did. They finally reversed that curse, and it's good. You know, it's really good. So the V has to go to tribal council. Since they lost immunity, Bradley's been disrespecting everybody. Wants to vote him out. At the meeting, Dominic apologized for letting his tribe down. Dom said that he has. Wondering who to get out next. And then they're talking about Bradley said. Dom said he is shaking. He's shaking too much. Bradley's like too much coffee. He's like kind of Bradley running his mouth there a bit with the off comments that probably is not very nice to say. Honestly, it's not really nice. And I have not liked Bradley much because of the things he said. I'm not too happy with him. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm thinking, okay, maybe that's going to come and bite him in the butt in the end, you know? Sometimes you say something and then it comes and bites you in the butt at the end, right? They can vote you out. They're going to tribal council, don't forget. They are going to tribal council. They are going to be potentially voting someone out. And Bradley is a good possibility to vote out at this time. So Dom wants to, Dom wasn't sure who's gonna vote. He wanted to get out Bradley. But, you know, oh wait, sir, and sorry, and then Dom wanted to, I guess, clean or use a pot. Bradley said that he wants to eat first, obviously. Bradley just not caring what the heck Dom's saying. So it's not just Donathan that Bradley's being rude to, it's actually, it's even Dom. So Dom wants to get Bradley out, but, you know, he wants to work with him moving forward. Told Dom, Libby, so Bradley told Dom, Libby, just get him out. If she has an idol, he said no, either Libby or Donathan. And then Donathan is on a tropical vacation. Libby's beautiful. Told him what Morgan has said. Don't trust a blonde. Obviously, that saying don't trust a blonde. Obviously, that was like a few weeks back. And then they're also talking about, you know, betraying the original Navidi. Then Dominic said it will be a last minute decision. Bradley was short tempered. And then, you know, they're also talking about this before that, you know, they gotta take this, is it worth it taking this risk before the merge and all that. So tribal council, original Navidi versus original Mololo. Also they're talking about, yes, it is the original Navidi versus the original Mololo, and big happy family. Dumps, you know, being voted out. Also Donathan, Libby talking about she is loyal to the alliance as well. And then was loyal to Morgan as well. She was actually really loyal to Morgan at one point as well. And then, you know, not much, and then Michael said, not much, you know, movement as well. Also talking about listening, but don't have to agree as well. And then Libby said close to the merge. Also, they're talking about the merge. Obviously, the merge is coming. I already said last week, it wasn't going to be this week, but it's going to definitely be next week where the merge is coming. So they went to the vote. No idol obviously played. The vote went one vote for Libby, one vote for Bradley, two vote for Bradley, 7-person voted out survivor. Ghost Island was Bradley. And on his way out, he said, damn, that is crazy. He was just completely shocked. I think he was completely, utterly shocked what happened. So next week is emerged. Yay! Yeah, I'm not being very enthusiastic right now, am I? Sorry. Yay! I told you the merge is coming. I knew it was going to come. Somewhere down the line, it was going to come. So, also, there'll be a war that is between Dominic and Chris continues as well. It'll be an interesting episode. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys are enjoying this recap of Survivor Ghost Island. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm having a lot of fun with all the podcasts I do. CVLTW show Music City, which you can go check that out on podcast.com, iTunes, and now tunein.com. Also, you can follow me on, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only here on Everything About Royal TV as well on podcast.com, iTunes, tunein.com, Player FM, all those fancy jazz of a website that I have the podcast on, obviously. Also, you can follow me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Crispy on the Web, and I will see you guys tomorrow or Monday for the Big Brother Canada recap, and we will be fully recovered and caught up on podcast finally. I apologize for the inconvenience, but, you know, life gets in the way, and hey, it is what it is, but I still love doing what I love to do is podcasts. Have a good one, guys. Have a good rest of your weekend if you do not catch the Big Brother Canada recap. If you do, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow or Monday. Until then, have a good one. Bye for now.